this overspending on this defence. Now, if Man City want to spend the money, that's fine by me. I don't have an issue with the excessive amounts that they spend. My issue is that no one seems to have an issue with it, but everyone seems to have an issue with the fact that an actual big club in Manchester, you know the one I'm talking about, yeah, that how much did they spend? Man City have outspent Man United for the last five straight seasons, and in that time, they've won a league title, an EFL Cup, and oh, that's it. Oh, scene. Okay. But in that same five-year period, United have won both of those trophies, plus an FA Cup, a Europa League, and two Community Shields. Yet somehow, United have been the only disappointing big club, and there's some kind of power shift in Manchester. Get out of here, man. That's some dumbness. You know what I mean? So people talking crap because we're second for all the money we spent. But yet City has spent more. So by their own logic, isn't the top of the table in the order that it should be in. The one that spent the most at the top, the one that spent the second most, second. Simple, right? If there really was a power shift in Manchester, shouldn't you apply the same hate that you apply on Man United onto Man City? You know what I mean? And question how much they spend. Oh, that's right. You don't mind them because you still hate on Man United. And that hate can only be gained when you're still the big boy. Do you know what I mean? So what you're basically telling me is you still know that there's never going to be a power shift in our lifetime in Manchester. Man City have just gone and spanked another 50 plus million to get Riyad Mahrez. But still, nobody's talking about their excessive spending. Double standards. Not really right. Anyway, let me know what you think. Get at me, man. I'm at 12 Man Talks, at Nahominio. Catch me on all my socials. Peace.